But, looks like her fever is finally going down. Good. Good. Oh, my darling, I do hope you'll wake up soon. But for now, I'll continue to stay by your side and tend to you. Let's see about getting that washcloth freshened up, shall we? Nearly a week now. Oh, I worry so much that your body will wither without food. At least, you've been able to drink a little bit. Look at me, fretting over some stranger I don't even know. But, well, maybe I'm a little selfish, but this is the first time in so long that I've been able to take care of somebody else. The young ones left so many years ago. Being by myself like this for so long, having the nest empty. You can't even talk back to me. But you know, you've been some of the best conversation I've had in a long time. Sometimes, I almost don't want you to wake up. You're gonna wake up, and you're gonna get better. Then you'll be on your way. And that's great. But then, I'll be alone again. Now, please excuse my intrusion. I need to check your wounds. I'd also miss the sight of seeing this every day as well. But I shouldn't talk about my patient like that, should I? It's rather unbecoming of me, isn't it? Oh, well. At the end of the day, it's so hard to bury those instincts. Bruising and swelling are almost gone. Good. But how about the other one? That's looking better. Good. I think the current bandages can stay on the rest of the day. I'll give them a change tomorrow. Get the new poultice. I still wonder what happened to you. Well, I suppose until we wake up, that's between you and the gods, my darling. Let's see. What else is on the to-do list? Maybe another sponge bath tomorrow. And maybe today will be a lap pillow. And I'll brush out your hair. That sounds lovely, actually. You know, I bought a new brush the last time I went to town. I think you'll be the first one to experience it. I'll just put your head right there on my thighs. If I didn't know you were still asleep, I'd almost think you were smiling. You know, I used to do this for the young ones way back in the day. Good girl. Good girl. Everything's gonna be all right. You're gonna be okay. On my soft thighs, without a care in the world, just you and I. Just us. Everything is gonna be okay. You're safe with me. I'll protect you and take care of you. My good girl. you. It's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be alright. Just don't leave me. Stay with me. Stay with me. As long as you want. I'll love you. And take care of you. Such a good girl. Ada, and did you say something? Are you finally waking back up? Good morning. Good morning. Well, I suppose it isn't actually morning right now, but it's morning to you. Where are you? What's going on? Oh, I'm sure you have plenty of questions. For now, just relax. I'll answer them as best as I can for you. Oh, as for where you are, you're in my home. As for what's going on, I've been nursing you back to health. You've been unconscious for quite a while now. Almost a week, I'd say. Who am I? Just a little old harpy who lives around here. Nobody important. I found you while I was out foraging near the forest. You were unconscious and wounded. It wasn't easy given our size difference, but I was able to drag you back home with my talons. Don't worry, I've already mended your clothing. What happened to you? I was hoping you'd be able to give me the answer to that one. I've been wondering that ever since I brought you home. Maybe you hit your head when you got hurt. Well, the most I can tell you is that you were battered and bruised, and you had a rather nasty stab wound. Anything beyond that? You'll just have to remember yourself, unfortunately. Don't move. You're still recovering. Here. Would you like something to eat? I've got fresh bread if you'd like. And I was gonna put some soup on later with the vegetables that I foraged. How did I take care of you? What do you mean? Have you never met a harpy before? We still have talons, you know. Yes. I'm sure you live a far more convenient life. But as our tribe settled down and became more civilized, we learned to do all the same things you do. Well, if you're not familiar with my kind, that tells me you're not from this region. Maybe you're just a traveler that got jumped by bandits or something. That doesn't sound right. Well, just take your time and think about it. You're welcome to stay with me as long as you like. I certainly don't mind the company. Where's everybody else? I just live by my lonesome. I haven't had anyone around in a long time. Well, aside from the folks in the village nearby, it's just you, me, and nature. It's a little lonely, but it's comfortable. That explains a lot. What do you mean? You heard me talking earlier. You heard me. That's so embarrassing. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to peek. It was hard not to when I was cleaning you up. Instincts. Oh. You heard that, too. It's just, it has been a long time. And beast folk have rather strong. This is just too embarrassing. Huh? You what? You wouldn't mind helping with those instincts? What do you mean? Just on the lap pillow? Well, yes. I suppose it's only fair for you to look at me that way. After all, I did the same to you. I wouldn't mind. And maybe it'll make you feel better. I don't want to hurt you, though. I know what I could do for you. I've heard certain people really, really enjoy how long our tongues are. Not only that, but I have perfect control over it. Would you like to find out? Good. Then just lay back, relax, and let me take care of you. Let's put your head back down here on the pillow. There we go. Now, let me get a closer look at this. Honestly, this isn't the first time that I've got a look at the growing bulge in your pants. Maybe even in your sleep. You somehow managed to get excited by me taking care of you. I'm looking forward to seeing what it's actually like, though. That's big. Bigger than I expected. I mean, the bulge was big, so I should have just... And the scent. This wild, untamed scent. It's almost enough to drive me wild. I haven't had something like this in so long. Please pardon me for being so shameless. Please. I can't fight my instincts anymore. So good. It's been so long. It's been so long. I forgot how good it tastes. Smells so good. I just want to drown in the scent all day long. There's so much pre-cum already. I just want to suck every drop off the tip. is so good. Oh, good girl. Good girl. Resist you at all. Just feed it. Feed mama your cum. Give mommy everything. Give me everything. How are you? Last. Drop of your cum. You don't have to come back with me. I'm gonna come soon. I'm gonna come. Twitching. Give it to me. Was good. Thank you for the meal. It's such a mess. Maybe I should clean you up a little bit more. Good girl. Such a good girl. That was lovely. Thank you for indulging my selfish needs. Well, as long as you enjoyed it too, then maybe I wasn't so selfish. Maybe we can make this part of your daily recovery routine as well. Another motive? Whatever could you mean? You really were listening to me earlier, weren't you? Well, I'd certainly like it if you stayed longer. But I'm sure you have to get back to your journey at some point. Even just having someone for a little bit is nice. So, until that time comes, I'd like to enjoy your company. Why are you getting close? At least warn me first. Good girl. Good girl. You know, maybe once you're feeling better, I can use these on you too. I got you staring at them earlier. For now, though, I think we'll have to be satisfied with just this for a day. Here, it's my turn. Now, how about I head into the other room and get you something to eat? Good, good. I'll bring you a snack and get that stew put on. And thank you again.